cliffcentral.com.
All right, good welcome everyone. You are listening to Inspired Youth SA, the number one show on cliffcentral.com, which is the number one channel in the whole wide world, and that's we're sticking with it. That's our claim to fame, and that's where we're at. No, guys, seriously, this is Inspired Youth SA on Cliff Central. It is a platform for the youth, for the youngsters, to engage with adult listeners, professionals, educators, and influencers, whereby we can showcase our thoughts, our talents, our concepts, our opinions, and basically get our guests to give advice to the youth out there for a greater future, which is obviously what we are all looking forward to here. Please do reach out to us on all of the platforms. We're at Inspired Youth SA. On Twitter, do add the @cliffcentral.com. Also, if you want to send any emails or anything, info@pridefactor.co.za. That's if you would like to get hold of any of the speakers, or would like to organize a school talk or an expo or a mall activation, or come to one of our severally large but big events. You're welcome to obviously just get hold of us. And please do. Joining me in the studio today, we have a very exciting lineup. We have two young gentlemen that are making a large impact on this planet, and certainly within South Africa. Firstly, we have Blessing Nkosi. Blessing, welcome.
Oh, welcome, leader. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
I'm powerful, man.
Good, good, good. Yeah. All right, and the next man, and get a load of this voice, is Mr. Kenneth Molefe. Kenneth, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having me. It's my absolute pleasure to be here.
Now, this man should start just reading books for a lifestyle. That's what you should do. I like that. All right, so Blessing and Corsi are going to be, and Kenneth are going to be talking to us today about their story and how they've come into the positions that they are in now, what they are doing to make an impact amongst the youth at the moment, and obviously what the vision is and what the goal is and what the ideas are for the future in order for us to all grow together, collaborate, and make this world a better place. So Blessing, what is it that you do?
What I do daily, I touch the lives of people and transform their outlook in various ways.
Okay.
It's either through motivation via your social media platforms or in person. But the main goal is to reach the heart and also instill some life in a person. That's what we do daily. As I represent a company called BMN, which simply means Best Motivators Network.
Beautiful.
I like that. I think it's very catchy.
That's it, yeah.
Okay. And then where exactly are you guys based?
Well, we are currently based in Witbank, Mpumalanga, the city of coal, you know, the economic hub of SA and the world.
Yes.
So currently we are based there, but that's not only our focal point, because we have Gauteng and Mpumalanga as the immediate locations, because it is where it is happening.
It's where it's happening indeed. And again, I like this kind of dedication. Blessing, you took quite a drive to get you this morning.
Yes, leader, you know, this is it's my life, because I believe I exist for a reason.
Very nice.
And for my existence to be making an impact, it's for me to make sure I'm alive, so my presence must indeed add value. So
that's right.
That is why you dedicate, you become compassionate.
Yeah.
And what you can do when the moment is there is just to add value, nothing else.
I'm sitting with the biggest smile on my face just
come
listening
on.
To these words. I'm loving it.
Come on.
This is what it's about.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, new presidential runner in the candidate making. Mr. Molefe,
yes,
Kenneth.
Sir.
Okay, so I mean, we've been working with Zarif Menti and the guys from Massive Metro and Candice Modisele and a number of them for a while now. And we kind of like cross-pollinate guests and all of this. He's been throwing your CV and your bio at me for so long now that I had no option, but I needed to get you on the show. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for having me.
You are indeed. And so is your shirt. I love it.
Is it? Thank you.
Very cool. So, Kenneth, give us a little bit of background. Where you come from? What are you up to? Where are you going next? Who's Kenneth Molefe?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm also a philanthropist, and I'm a minister. I'm a preacher, you know, but you won't get in none of that here. that's what I do.
Come on.
And I have a network called Kingdom Wealth Network, where I'm empowering entrepreneurs, and I teach them biblical principles and also also commercial principles on how to make it in the marketplace. And I don't only do that, I also do motivation. I motivate people. I get invited to a whole lot of events to speak to a whole lot of people. And I also get invited in your marriage setting kind of places because, you know, I speak a whole lot in that area. I've written a couple of books. One of the books I've written is Your Marriage Prison of Pain or The Palace of Pleasure. And I also have a book called Your Divine Gift of Romance. And I also have a book called Cleavage. I do a whole lot of things, you know. And you know, as a preacher, many people would not think that you have a flair, but I have a flair to me, you know, because I'm not a very religious man. I'm simply spiritual. So thank you for having me. It's my absolute honor. So I want to make it large, especially in the radio industry. I really want to make it large because I've always wanted to be on radio. I remember I used to record myself with my Motorola phone and listen to myself. And I go like, not bad, boy, not bad. I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking, why can't I be, you know, one of the biggest in the industry?
I like that.
I want to grow into that. And I think, you know, Cliff Central would be an awesome place to be.
And I get a little wink paste my way. So one of the reasons we've got Kenneth in here today, aside from just listening to that silky voice, is that, well, here at Pride Factor and obviously at Spired Youth, what we try and do is we inspire, and what we try and do, what we do do is we inspire guide and mentor teenagers and young adults to live their most fulfilling lives and obviously have the best life that they possibly can, with the premise that you only live once, so well, you might as well get on with it and make sure that it's an absolute cracking fantastic life. So that's the idea here. And well, to be completely honest, things have been taking up a lot of time. We've got a lot of events on the go, and we've got some TV platforms and things like that, whereby the youngsters that we have inspired, guided, and mentor, we therefore offer them opportunities to come and get involved. So when we host events, we don't sit there and hire the most expensive photographer. We'd rather get 10 youngsters to run around and take photographs and see it the way that they see it. We don't hire a social media company. We'd rather get 5 or 6 youngsters to go and do the social media. So they earn some money. They learn some skills. They get some life experience, etc. So one of the reasons we've got Kenneth on the show here today is, well, we might just be looking for someone to take over the Inspired Youth show. So this is kind of a semi-audition plus at the same time, obviously just trying to elaborate on all this fantastic content.
Take it home.
And I know you know that, so don't pretend like you don't. So anyway, for all the other youngsters out there today, as I say, always do engage with us. Please do get hold of us. Info at pridefactor.co.za. Otherwise, find us all the platforms. We've got loads of opportunities available to you. So that brings me straight to my first point. Blessing, what are some of the problems that we are facing amongst the youth at the moment in your eyes?
Some of the problems, or rather, let's say the bigger one, it is responsibility, accountability, in short, leadership. We are lacking in terms of having leaders that are groomed, but we expect people to be in leadership roles.
That's right.
So if you can maybe observe our culture and our society, it is mainly of people who feel indebted and entitled, but are never committed to actually be part of how you get to whatever you want to benefit from. If you look at our youth currently, we have certain structures of entrepreneurship and structures of growth. But it is hardly, you'll find people who are committed to work towards that goal as such. But they want to flaunt and only want to come when you celebrate. For instance, my approach to this whole problem is if you look at children who are struggling, probably academically, we hardly recognize them.
That's right.
Because our only ideology is when you are making it, flying colors, distinctions, you are important. But what about the person who's struggling, who still wants to aspire? Who's there for them? Hence, PMN comes in and takes that part and covers the gap and embrace the person and want to understand what are the challenges. Then we take it from there. Hence, it says to us, you are so important as a unique person, so that we add value through your opportunity, which is rather your time is our opportunity, which is our slogan. When
your time is our opportunity.
Your time. You give us time, we make capitalize on the opportunity, because it is a part time for us to add value,
yes,
and an opportunity for your life to transform.
Yeah.
So hence it says Behemen, the vision of transformation. So our goal is to actually unleash life in an existing soul, so much that if we can have leaders that are groomed from a tender age, we'll see a different society, we'll see a different South Africa, even the world. If you look maybe further at large, just for instance, our politics are not mainly on economic matters, which it is actually politics and other society matters, but it is mainly, it has become a political, personal matter arena, whereby we're no longer debating the service delivery, but who is eating more and who is being left destitute. So it has, this society of ours need a transformation change.
That's right.
That goes beyond the emotion, the reason, the whole being. Hence, our goal as BMN mainly centers on reaching the person in its totality, to a point that if it were to happen that this person does not believe, it will be impossible for us to achieve that goal. Hence, if you look at our society now, we have free education, which has just currently been imposed to us. I say imposed because there was no forum necessarily followed that we can debate about it economically, socially.
Yeah.
But to, you know, silence certain people, we just give it to them. But you see now, what we are doing is we say, if you make noise, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that we listen, but we just want to silence you. So we are creating a problem on top of a problem. Now, we don't have sustainability because our viability strategy is not realistic. And now we have the increase of VAT, only which was also imposed. Why I say imposed? Because remember, it is an economic matter that affects us as a society. There must be forums that are followed. You know, you put it out there. We have circulars that National Treasury must push, because we need to have our say. It's not about a person's individual aspect or goal, but it is for our benefit. So if we like it, it must be endorsed. If we don't like it, it must be debated further until we can see where it will benefit us. So in short, our society is in lack of leaders that can be reasonable, managerial-driven, and vision-driven, so much that if there is a problem, they also see the solution within the problem.
Yeah.
Well put. I mean, I'm like just sitting here with my jaw on the drawer, going, I like your thoughts on that, Kenneth. I mean,
I think I totally agree with the whole, you know, issue of leadership, but I think it has to be contextualized.
Okay.
Because okay. I mean, look, you cannot lead a group of young people like you leading your fellow comrades.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, or your fellow, you know, friends, you know, at your age. You, leadership has to be contextualized, has to be contemporary, has to be relevant. So I think we need to modify some of our structures, you know, and that is, you know, in holistically, you know. And I hate he said, you know, politics void and all of that. I'm trying not to, you know. So I think contextualization of mentorship programs would be very key, because you know what is appealing to you would not necessarily be appealing to the next person.
That's right.
So
that's
they have to be led to a particular program that would be appealing to them, and that leadership style must be contextualized to be appealing to that person.
That's
and they will be able to get where they need to get.
Yes.
No, I like that a lot. I think that's actually fantastic. So if you have just joined, you are listening to Inspired Youth SA here on Cliff Central. In the house, we have Blessing Nkosi from BMN Business Consultants, as well as Kenneth Molefe, who is a host, entrepreneur, and a preacher. Now, Kenneth, how did you get involved with everything that you're involved with? When did it start?
Okay, it started in 2005. I was actually 15. So that's when I started preaching. I look old, but I'm actually very young. I'm 24. I'm 24. You see, when you do the serious stuff, you end up looking serious. But I'm not this serious. I'm a very flexible, versatile kind of person. Yeah. But I started preaching when I was in high school. So after high school, then I got, you know, to win a bursary for psychological studies. But then I felt like, inwardly speaking, I felt like I had a greater purpose, you know, and that was to touch people on a different platform than just to talk with them in a counseling kind of session room, you know. So after that, then I did ministry for a couple of years. I started traveling and flying, and people wanted to hear me speak. And man, I've always been crazy about TV and radio.
Okay.
I've always been crazy about it, and that's why I preach better in the church when the camera was around, you know, because I'm like checking myself out, and I'm like, I hope I look good. You know, when I say it, I want to look like I'm saying something, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, entrepreneurship. I started a company called Kenneth Molefe Holdings and all of that. Okay. And actually, one of my staff members is here, and one of them is in Atrium. Okay. They are attending a meeting, so I'm also into property.
Okay.
So I couldn't be there for the meeting. So the power of delegation, thank God.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, and also, you know, I sponsor people. You know, I'm a philanthropist, and that is, you know, I check you out and know where the funding is, and I talk with people that I know, and you get the money, and you get to do what you do and all of that. Mm-hmm. And thank God for mentorship. My mentor is Neville Kambasha, who's a multi-billionaire. So I'm definitely looking at becoming one of those economically, you know, influential people in the country, besides just being a radio presenter and all of that. I want to empower people financially.
Oh, that's powerful.
Right.
I like that. I like that. So there's a lot of aspiration there, without a doubt. Okay, yeah. So we're talking about some of the events and some of the things that you've possibly got coming up quite soon. Okay. Let's say, I mean, what are some of the mentorship programs that you run or offer? And how do you get to the youngsters? You know, how do you make that impact?
Okay. Well, this is how we do our best. Daily on the various social media. We just post quotes and probably what I can also call a live version of a motivation, because sometimes a quote is about 2-3 lines. Then we structure a set of live motivation that would have probably taken about 60 minutes. And we also post it, because remember, sometimes our immediate, you know, access to people, it's the media now. It's no longer, you know, having people around, you know, under one roof at once. Most of the time it's just like it's either a phone call or just an audio. So that's what we do daily. And also we have on Fridays, every Friday we call it an hashtag afternoon gift motivation drive.
Okay.
That one, it is currently running at Witbank, at Emalahleni. Mostly it is within a central place where it's your taxi drivers, your hair salonist, your hawkers, you know, these people who hardly, you know, are taken serious.
Yeah.
We look at them and we see life, and let's just, you know, embrace them. So that's what we do. Someone once said to me, we are looking at trash. And I asked that person one day, I said, you know, have you ever thought why recycling has become the most, you know, benefiting business currently?
Wow.
He never responded. And I understood that that person has not schooled himself, you know, to that level to see trash is what can be reused and something great can come out. So we look at such opportunities whereby, you know, in inverted commas, trash, you know, because there's no trash actually, because God created all of us in the best way possible.
Yeah.
So, but that's how we usually look at it. So it runs every Friday.
Yeah.
We make it available to people. It is on our account. We just make sure that people are there, and we give them power.
Yeah,
and another one that we do is a yearly student assistants. Mm. What we do is we are looking at first year students every year. So meaning this year's matrics must also, you know, we'll be making it available to them to apply and all that. There's a criteria we follow, mm-hmm. whereby we assist with only currently because of our current financial budgets, their registration fee at wherever they go. We just do our best to assist with a portion of the amount that they must pay upfront, and it's a sponsorship kind of a program.
Yeah.
But our endeavor is to, you know, carry these 20 one day, because our target is 20, 10 guys, 10 girls, first year, periodically. But you must be under 35 because the status quo of youthful is 35.
I'm out.
Yeah, sorry, Dean.
Damn it.
So that's what we do. And the big aspiration for us is to actually have an NPO for elderly people.
Okay.
And also a workshop kind of a place. We say it workshop because our goal mainly is to equip people with skills.
Mm-hmm.
We are not comfortable to be called a speaker because everyone speaks.
Mm-hmm.
But we more love the title of a life coach because it has responsibility. It's not just to be booked, you appear 30 minutes, an hour, then you are gone.
Yeah,
but you tend to want to adopt and have a quarterly review time and again to see the progress. You know, in the field of my academics, as an accountant, we review books time and again. That's why there are auditors. That is why there are forensic people. That is why there's tax. Mm-hmm. Because after the occurrence, vis-a-vis the budget, we want to see if really we were realistic or what. So our approach to this whole matter of being a transformation element in the society is to carry the responsibility, of which the lack of leadership attributes. It is of people who don't want to be held accountable. Hence, in one of our programs, especially the one of the first years, when we sign up for a presentation, probably one of the corporate guys, especially instead of the other functions that we cater for, we have a memorandum of understanding whereby we say 25% goes towards funding this goal, of which you hold us accountable and the student holds us responsible. And in that academic year, you can come at any time. Will produce everything. So for us, it's about transparency again, because it's not about what we want to do, but what we see as a need to be done. And we just took the responsibility. So it is mainly amazing. More of being there and making sure that our presence adds value.
Very, very, very nice. I like this. Okay, so you've certainly, he's given this a whole lot of thought, hasn't he? I mean, he knows what's going on here, doesn't he? Now, Kenneth, let me get back to you for a little bit. When you got involved with everything that you got involved with, and clearly you got some high aspirations and some high hopes, all right? How did it come about for you? I mean, was there a defining moment in school, or do you have a story from when you were growing up that kind of, you know, ironed out this path of greatness towards you?
Well, I think, and I guess this is one of those opportunities when I have to use one of my quotes.
Yes.
I quote myself.
Okay.
So I think the greatest gift to a poor man is that very poverty, because then he would not want to be poor again.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with somebody who was born with a silver spoon in their mouth, they might desire poverty.
Okay.
But for me, you know, growing up as an orphan, I did not have parents, you know, from primary to high school. I basically had to live alone. Mm. And it was teachers coming together to say, let's put some money so that he can finish this grade and go to the next. Some grades I had to be pushed a little bit forward.
Okay.
Because, you know what, it was just costly.
Yeah.
They were saying, oh, no, he's smart, so let him just jump this one and go to the next. I got pushed four times, you know. And they would say, no, let him move. And before I knew it, I finished school early. I finished 2010.
Wow.
And so with me, I always had a desire to come out of it. I always had a desire to come out of it. And I started asking myself questions. What is it that is embedded in you that can be used to help you come out of this?
Okay.
And then the more I saw people, you know, fascinated with my public speaking and all of that, I said, you know what, let me work on the craft.
Okay.
This could be the thing that will bring me out. And time went on and time went on. And now suddenly I could see a paycheck. Because then I could, I would be invited and booked, and I would be paid something. And I would go like, so if I was to be better at this and better at this, I'll be paid more, a little bit more, you know.
Okay.
And that's why I don't play. I tell people what I'm worth. I say, look, you ain't paying me that. That's for my petrol.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not driving a small car, so it's consuming, you know. So what inspires me was pain, you know, waking up in the morning and wishing that I could see my siblings, but I cannot because they're my stepbrothers. And the man would not let them go because he says, how are you going to feed them when they're with you? So I said to myself, I got to work hard. You know, I got to work hard. I mean, look, poverty doesn't look good on anybody. And therefore, I had to make a plan to come out of it. But you see, you have to listen to other people. Now you hear about strategic planning. You hear about working on your craft and all of that. It's such simple defining moments that you actually maximize that you become who you are. You know, if you can just open your ears and listen to somebody, even if, you know, somebody can come to you and say, you know what, you look bad poor. You would look better with 1 million. And you wonder, how am I going to get 1 million? Are you kidding me? You know? And then you try to make plans to say, but how do I get there? How do I get there? And also hearing people who believe in you, even if you don't believe in yourself, sometimes you have to thrive in that. And before you know it, God is going to be good with you, you know. So defining moments, you have to maximize, go at it as hard as you can and make sure that you give it your all. When you have an opportunity, you open up to it and you give your best so that when you get rejected, you don't get to say, well, I didn't do my best. But you said, I gave it my all. I guess it was not just my positioning. I have the right vision, but it was not my right positioning. And therefore, some door will open somewhere else, and somebody will be good to me someday.
So take a little bit of responsibility at the same time. Or, I mean, you are not obviously responsible for the way that you're born or brought up or anything like that. But at a certain time, it does come upon people where it's like, listen, enough with this entitlement side of things. You know, you want something. Get off your butt and go and get on with it. Am I right?
I mean, I had to make up my mind to say, look, my mom died of AIDS. And it was a very bad situation. My uncle kicked me out, so I had to leave from house to house, you know. And one of the days, you know, one of those defining moments for me was when I was now leaving in the street. And I had to ask myself a question. How did I even get here? I mean, 1 minute you have a mom, even if she didn't want me. 1 minute you have a mom, 1 minute you don't have anything. You have never met your dad or anything. But then you have to make a decision to say, you know what, if it means I have to parent myself while I grow to be the man that I know I can be, let it be so. You know, and, it, you know, it sounds unbelievable when people listen to the story and all of it, but it's real. I mean, you got to hear people tell my story better than me, you know, for you to know what I really went through. I got molested when I was 9. I fell into a whole lot of sexual promiscuities and all of that. Ended up owning or, I mean, managing a brothel. So I went down, like really, really down, you know, and I asked myself, you know, but I can do better. I know I can do better. You know, I know I can do better. Someday I was hosting one of the biggest preachers in town in Northwest. I drove from Northwest today. So as I was walking with him in the mall, one of my people who worked for me then said, Kenneth. And then she called everybody, let me introduce you to my pimp.
Okay.
And now the preacher man next to me looks at me like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, look. Ex or former BIM, I'm not doing that no more. You know, and now look at how people look at you and look at how people treat you, but they never really know where it all began. You cannot criticize my glory if you don't know my story.
No.
You got to know where I'm coming from for you to understand where I am.
That's power.
I think that's the basis of empathy right there. And people need to do that, especially in South Africa.
That's
a lot of people think, I am my way, so I know how you are because you are your way.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily true at all.
Yeah.
No, very interesting, man. Very, very, very interesting. Guys, if you have just joined us, thank you and welcome for coming on board. You are listening to Inspired Youth SA. We are coming to you weekly live from studio as well as available in podcasts. So go and check it out on cliffcentral.com. Do send us any messages that you would like to. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Inspired Youth SA. Always add in the at cliffcentral.com. Otherwise, if you'd like to get hold of any of the speakers or chat to us about anything like coming in speaking at your school or at your event or being involved in activation or anything like that, please get hold of us. info@pridefactor.co.za. We run a lot of big events, do a lot of radio, TV, and basically just want to make an impact whereby we've got a platform and we can take motivating and inspiring gentlemen like and ladies that I've got on the show with me today and put them in front of tens of thousands of youngsters so that they can share their message and so that our future generations can be led to greatness through the essence of mentorship and guidance, etc. So Blessing, how many people are working with you guys at the moment at BMN, and what is the plan for the future? I mean, what does the future look like? Because it certainly looks quite bright from where I'm sitting.
Well, currently I am the main capital currently. My target is to expand to at least 50 people. In this sense, because I believe in delegation, because that's how you build leadership. I don't own anything. I don't believe it's mine, but I attribute it to myself as a gift. So what I do is I delegate certain people, currently is about 20, who volunteer on certain basis. I assist where I can until such time I can have formal contracts with them. And we can move beyond where we currently are. And the bigger scope of our work is mainly to have that institute where, you know, we can have a centralized place, that side in Witbank, and also probably around between the city of Tshwane and Joburg, where people can actually, you know, be housed there. Because I'm of the view that it's better to invest where you can actually generate more than continuously, you know, booking places and, you know, using more instead of what you can actually invest towards ownership.
Sure.
So in terms of capitalism, it's what we are driving towards. So about 20 people who volunteer on certain bases, one will be, I just want to make sure the admin is looking well in terms of where you are going this week, how is your program in terms of the month, and let's do the flyer, you know, some changes, because I also love creativity. So I love to explore, hence some of my thoughts that I share most of the time on codes, which are genuine and original. They are mind-blowing. They make you to think and ask yourself if it is really happening. Maybe if you can't get it the first time, you close your eyes, you open it again, and you see it's within your vicinity. So that's what we are currently doing. And most of all, we want to push now the authorship part, because we believe also in the accessibility of your books. It's either a printed book, or the ones online. And moreover, want to do certain things like your cards. You know, these small cards that you can carry with around, or your key holders.
Motivational quotes.
Yes, okay. Those ones. So because my observation as a person is that we don't necessarily want to build, but we just want to be occupants, and it's really not happening. Remember, you just get a house that is already built. You never had a vision of how you want it to be looking. But when you arrive there, you want to change things.
Somebody decided.
So, you know, so how can you change what you don't know where it began? Like the leader was telling a story here. I cannot be looking at him from a distance and I say, ah, man, this man is so great. But when I listen to what he has just said, oh, man, does this cross. You know, it cannot be like that.
Yeah.
But there's something to learn. So our staff current is 20 and our target is at least in a year. We can push for 50 and probably have formal contracts and also establish further, because currently what we also want to do is to have talks with certain government officials. Mm-hmm. And present our proposals and, you know, to see the community being transformed. That's right. And in a long term. Because, as I said, I don't believe in the title of a speaker, man. Sometimes it's just...
Doesn't work for you.
No, it doesn't work for me.
I can see it doesn't work for you. I can see it in your eyes.
No, it does not work for me because I'm more of a responsible person.
Yeah.
So give me the challenge. Let me be the solution there where I can. And probably test me again and see if I can do it better the next time. And that's more how we are thriving at BMN. Hence, it says the vision of transformation. Remember, no change is very temporal.
Yeah.
But it has a long-term effect, you know. So you can't have transformation without change.
Hmm.
So in a way, change becomes the foundation.
Yeah.
So, and you know, transformation is what takes you to the next level and to the highest level beyond your even expectation.
Mm.
And our staff itself, you know, it's people who from a distance have looked at my life from growing up. I think about 2002, I had an informal business then. I was still in high school. You know, I just looked at life and I said, no. This cannot be how my life continues forever. I find it myself with a single mother. Yeah. That woman, she's a believer, man. that woman, yo.
I can imagine.
She's so beautiful, but when you come close to her, beyond the beauty, you see a believer. And that woman believed in me so much that I said, okay, I'm going to work towards my own tuition. Hence, I am very keen to invest in education. So much that you can tell me with other things, I might not really hear you.
Yeah.
I might listen. But when you say, man, I'm struggling with my fees, you know, you have my attention because that's your own inheritance that I one day decided to build for myself. And I worked towards that and I even had enough savings just to at least acquire a diploma.
Yeah.
And that is why education even today is our highest and most important priority in what we do. And educating people and also giving them skills, you know. There are certain people who love to do art, but where they come from, they say you must be a lawyer.
Sure.
So we want to identify the gift and let's channel resources and even interest to make the person live up to what they believe and also with guidance, you know. And what we do, it is, I said 20 because there are certain people who are not actually employed by us, but they volunteer their skills, like your psychologists.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, we identify a certain situation that is not, you know, conducive and is not appealing. We don't do everything as experts.
Mm. Yeah.
But what we do is what we capitalize on, what we know someone else does best. We bring them on board.
That's right.
And sure. Everyone else has a piece of the pie and everyone enjoys. And the main thing that we always love is, you know, you are the investment worth to pursue.
Hmm.
Because it's a code we live by and it's what we do. Hence, when you give us time, we capitalize on the opportunity.
Wow.
And your life does not remain the same.
Brilliant. Brilliant words. Loving that very, very, very much. Even a slow round of applause going on here. So yes, we'd certainly agree that, I mean, education is undoubtedly the best investment that you can ever make in yourself.
Yeah,
and it's obviously all about growing, all about getting around the same and the right people and the like-minded people. Kenneth, I mean, some of the lessons that you learned that you feel that the youngsters of today could pick up on?
I think whenever you go through any season in life, you've been seasoned for your season.
Okay.
Whatever you go through, you're going through a season to be seasoned. In other words, you got to go through some things so that when you get at that pivotal point of your life, then everything that got to be invested in you begins to come out. So whatever you're going through right now, I want you to think about this. Mm-hmm. You being prepared for your day of Jubilee. You're going to celebrate at the end of the day. But you see, celebration doesn't have depth if you have never gone through pain. You gotta go through it. And then when you get at that point, when you celebrate with such depth and with such meaning. So never look down on yourself on the basis of what's going on in your life right now. God is simply taking you through a season of your life. And you're about to get somewhere where you're going to celebrate and put a smile on your face and just say, you know what? Life has been great. I had to go through it. And then another thing is that we have what we call chronos, and that is our, set time. We have hours, we have minutes, we have seconds and all of that. Each and every one of that is simply resources. But then there are defining moments down into time. They're locked down into time. Okay. Defining moments are now opportunities that has actually been waiting for you, but you have to go through time to be prepared for them. So when you wake up in the morning, think of it as another opportunity to be better prepared. Because now there are going to be defining moments that you will have to really jump on and go hard at it, and you are going to see goodness.
I like it. Man, this man should have a radio show, shouldn't he? Let's have a look at all of this. I like it. So, guys, you are listening to Inspired Youth here on cliffcentral.com. We are talking to Blessing Nkosi as well as Kenneth Silky Smooth Voice Malefe, who's doing some fantastic things over here. So, guys, where can we find you? Where can people find you on social media? Or what events have you got coming up in the future where youngsters, sponsors, government officials, or anyone listening could possibly get hold and get involved? Blessing.
Okay. I'm on the social media handles. I'm on Facebook. It's Blessing Nkosi. Mm-hmm. You'll only see a smile there. In all of them.
Like what that. Else matters?
You'll only like see this that. One. That's Facebook. Yeah. And on Instagram, it is King.
Wow.
And it is the...
Underscore.
Bless.
Okay.
And for Twitter, it is Bless. Nkosi 1. So someone else... was ahead of me. So I only
one,
got
isn't it?
The
guys,
one.
Guys, we'll happily share all those details in our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts anyway.
And it's 072-845-3741. That's our immediate line. Mm-hmm. And it is mavengurana@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And the upcoming events, as we say, we are a daily... drive type of a, let's say the Gautrain. It goes every day.
That's right.
On Fridays, we usually announce on one of our in actually all our social media handles where we'll be, who will be benefiting. It's either your street walkers and stuff like that. And mostly on weekends, it is certain churches. So some are publicly, they are okay if you put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But moreover, if you just get contact with us, WhatsApp, SMS, phone call, email, we are there for you. And BMN is the vision of transformation. Your time. Our opportunity.
Fantastic. I like that very much. So please, guys, do reach out if there's any opportunities or collaborations or just any kind of motivating content that you're looking to get. Please do reach out. As I say, we'll happily share all those details on our platforms on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Kenneth, yourself, where do we find you?
On Instagram, I'm the Kenneth Mulefe.
The Kenneth.
The, like, T-H-W.
See, he got there first, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he got it first.
_ Kenneth _ Mulefe. Yeah. And then you'll find me as Kenneth Mulefe on Facebook. So if you want to be in contact with us, you can literally go on Instagram or you can get my email, which is kenneth.mulefe@kennethmulefeholdings.co.za. Kenneth.mulefe at Kenneth Molefe Holdings, or CO.ZA. If you want to get hold of us, just holler at me and I'll holler at you back.
There we go. I like it. And any plans, future events, whatever? Have you got anything coming up at
sure,
the moment?
Sure, I have a whole lot. So you'll have to go on my Facebook page and then you'll get to know what we do. I have what we call it's for the married couples. Mm-hmm. And I have a program for that. I have the men program, which we call Legacy Men. And I also have a program where we do prayers, you know, every first week of the month, which is called the Prayer Summit and all of that. Mm. And also we have Oneness International Retreats, where I take couples away on a retreat and I get to share my insight with them. And then we also have Oneness International seminars, where I share some of my stuff and, you know, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Indeed. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, guys, all those details for Blessing and Kenneth will be available on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Mm-hmm. From our side, obviously, Pride Factor is very excited. We're going to be launching our online academy very, very soon, which will teach you a year's worth of life lessons, business acumen, entrepreneurship, and soft skills. It's a kind of a finishing school for teenagers and young adults.
Yeah, good
just
good
little
one.
Things that you may not necessarily learn in school. So we're going to be launching that very soon, which we're excited about. Upcoming events, we're going to be at the High School Career Expo in Durban on the 4th and 5th of May, High School Career Expo in Centurion on the 25th and 26th of May. Then we get into June, which of course is Youth Month, which is all about you guys out there. Yeah. We've got the Edu Week event at the Ticket Pro Dome for about 5,000 people on the 15th and 16th of June. Candice Modisele and myself are going to be hosting the awards evening there. So do go and check out eduweek.co.za. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. And then of course it is the Gauteng Provincial Government's annual Youth Month Celebrations Career Expo. It is a mouthful, but it is one hell of an event as well. It's from the 9th to 17th of June at Nasrec Center. We'll see over 200,000 teenagers over a 10-day period. And we, of course, host the Inspired Youth events there. We should have four of them this year. And, drumroll please, we might be looking to try and break a Guinness World Record attempt. Mm-hmm. So do come and join us down there. As I say, go and check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or send us an email, info@pridefactor.co.za, and we'll happily share all of those details. Blessing, in ending, what is your message for the listeners out there?
You are an investment worth to pursue.
Ooh, short, sweet, straight to the point. I love it. You're an investment worth to pursue. Kenneth, words of wisdom, yeah. My friend.
You are a seed sown into your generation. Germinate with such efficiency.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, another fantastic installment of Inspired Youth SA here on Cliff Central. Blessing, Kenneth, thank you so much for joining
me,
gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Guys, keep listening in and stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way. CliffCentral.com.